Hello everybody, this is Terry Laundry with the T3 Observation Site update for Sunday, April 10th, 2011. This particular presentation or program takes a look at the possibility that the April 27th is the major projected top according to the Eliades Mega T number 3, which is a PDF file and has a link down below. And so for that presentation, I've taken away the short-range tees, left some of the dates up. We have projected dates now of April 27th, which comes from the Eliades T number 3. We have May 18th. We have May 24th, which is the cyclical low. And we have June 13th. And these are all discussed in the bottom of the recent posts. Just go back and you can look those over. But I think most people probably remember where they came from. One of the features when you're trying to zero in on the, whether a particular projected top date can at least make sense as far as being a projected top date, is to make use of a technique that we used back in the 1970s. We noticed that when you made a new short range T, the oscillator always rallied for 21 days. We call that the 21 day rule. In the modern period, you can see that what I've drawn down there in the red things is a line, vertical line coming up where the oscillator low is, and then a solid red line coming to the right to where the oscillator peak was. And the first one in the August 2010 time period is 13 days. And then, although I haven't put it down, you can see that after that peak oscillator peak in early September at the end of the right line, the market came down and it made a oversold condition below the zero line, and then it rallied again up into an October sort of wobbled on its way up. That's also about 13 days. Then it dropped sharply into a sort of mid-October low, and then it sort of climbed out of that low and it made a peak, which was turned out to be the actual top basically in the November time period. Well, that might have been only about 10 or 12 days, okay, before you rolled over. Then the next one coming out is November 10th is a 17-day rally. And then coming out of this last oscillator low at the end of January, January 11 means 2011, you see you have something that's last 14 days. And I count these days because I can blow the chart up and count the little dots and so forth, okay? So coming out of the March, mid-March low here, one assumes that, something could have been 13 days, 14 days, maybe you could get a little bit longer, you'll get it shorter. But that top pattern that you went through is the end of that, what would be a quantization and up thrust. In Elliott wave, they have waves, and then they count waves as distinct entities. This when you're counting times, thrusts and time, measured by the volume oscillator, not in the price dimension. So the question you have now is, now that the government seems to have gotten past one little crisis here, could you start another one of these 13-day rallies on strength here and carry yourself up to what would be pretty close to April 27th? Could you get that? Because that's probably what's going to happen. And most of the forecast really sort of hinges on that. If you look at the channels up above, you can see that we had a good rally, then we started to pull over, and the oscillator has come down to the vicinity of the zero line. And now the question is, can it run up to the red upper boundary? Sort of going into April 27th, and that would tend to lead you to believe that this, it's at least consistent with the idea of a long range top in April 27th. Well, there's a lot of other ways you can look at this. If it is an important top in April 27th, and remember, if you take a look at the chart on the Eliades Mega T number 3, which Peter Eliades discovered these T's, his claim is that they are projecting tops in the advanced decline line. Well, if there is an advanced decline line peak, it means that the issues are not rallying. As you get up to the 27th, the issues will stop rallying, the net issues up issues on the issues advancing versus issues declining. And that usually transpires into sometimes you get low volume, and the arms ratio will go down to a very low number, indicating that you're getting toppy. So That's the other thing you can look at is, if you do turn around, you go up a week, and then you start entering a quiet period where you're still trying to go up on this 13-day business here. But the arms ratio is shrinking into low numbers, which is, like 0.60, 0.70, as opposed to 1.2, 1.3. So it's below 1. And you start doing that in a consistent period, you're making some kind of a top. And then that's also consistent with an April 27 peak. The other thing that you have to worry about is, although Peter says that the Eliades T number 2 on a calendar basis count gave a top on 6-4, June 4th of 07, it's just about right. I think we're carrying it on the advanced decline line chart as the 2nd of June, as I recall. It was the 6th of June or something. But it was only off a couple of days, okay? So one of the things we'd have to do starting next week is we'll still take a look at this chart, but we have to get the New York advanced decline chart and include the segment there where you're coming into the June of 07 time period. And, so we start the chart maybe at the beginning of 07 or something like that. And then we look at the current one, and we're trying to find out whether that big T can remember to make its top date around the 27th, plus or minus some number of days. It's hard to believe that's going to come out exactly right. But he says, Peter says it did come out right, so we might as well take it. If we do find that's a case, then at least in my company, we would start to leave the market at that time period, because there's no sense in trying to hang on to these other T's, these other dates in here, because they come from short-term phenomena. And then the big T's always beat the short-range T's. The question is where the accuracy, whether they contain the accuracy. And I'll make a quick comment on that one later on. But there's also the possibility of, this is a possibility that you come in strong and then you hang up into the May 18th, May 24th, May 13th. There's also a chance that you're not going to get, because you can undershoot as well as overshoot the 27th of April. So one of the things you have to watch out for next week is that you come down to the zero. In other words, everybody gets the good news that the government didn't close down. Well, there's some people who think it would be good news that they did close down. And you're going to be contending with a few other phenomena that have come out, which are raising caution flags right now. One of them is that Richard Fisher, who is the president of the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank, said that we're reaching a tipping point in the interest rate scenario. We have a couple of questions here. One of them from Linda was about the effect of QE2. The easing program where the Federal Reserve decided they wanted to give free money away, and what Rip Fisher is saying is that they're not going to do that anymore, okay? And there's an old saying on Wall Street that the Federal Reserve writes the market letter. In other words, they're going to tell you what's going to happen. So back, if you go way back into the period where we were, coming out of that summer bottom, what looked just to be a sort of interesting rally coming up to November, the Federal Reserve effectively announced that they're giving away a lot of free money, and that's responsible for the continuation. Okay, if the tipping point, he's being put out there to tell people that that this is all going to end, that means the party's over, and big money starts to see the party is over, decides they're going to get out, and so that they may be starting now to formulate selling plans. On the idea that they believe what the Federal Reserve told them. The other thing, I don't get investors intelligence, but Barron's this weekend said that the investors intelligence reported the plurality of bulls over bears is the same record high that was seen at the 07 top. Okay, so S-Mega T number 2 is calling for an advanced decline top, and there was an overwhelming bullishness characteristic from contrary opinion as being a top. And they get the same numbers in Eliades T number 3. Well, it could be a coincidence, right? Well, if you factor all these things in, there's another scenario that you'd have to watch out for, because I'm not going to be putting a special bulletin out. You're supposed to be at this site, you're supposed to learn something. If the volume oscillator doesn't want to go up, and starts to slip off for a couple more days, there's very little chance that you're going to be able to get one of these segmented 13-type day rallies to hit at April 27th. It's okay if it goes over a few days, but if it's reluctant to go up, you got a problem. The bigger problem is if you get this it's like the 14 days that occurred run in the early part of February, where the oscillator does actually keep creeping up, but it never creeps up very fast, and the S&P 500 is able to come up a little bit, but it can't reach the upper line, a red line, the upper envelope. You remember that I said that the interesting thing about these bands, which can be approximated by Keltner bands, you have to change the parameters around, but you can get something that looks like this. That the important thing is that the markets, the blue S&P bars, are contained in those channels. If it tries to get out, it's usually just a, if it tries to get out on the downside, which is the green envelope, it's usually a bottom. And if it tries to get out on intraday level going above the red line, it's usually a top. So when you say it's contained, it's contained, 98%, 99% of the time. The other 1%, it's making a reversal, which is overly enthusiastic in the direction of the trend. So if you don't do anything going up here, as far as that oscillator is concerned, or you do something on the downside, and you start to mumble towards the April 27th date, that to me that's what the confirmation, the big T, is going over. And in the event that you get that, you're likely to end up with something. because Wall Street plays these gigantic games with derivatives and computer-operated programs, and you just like to get a flash crash out of it, which none of us are ever going to figure out, unless you're in the flash crash business or anything like that. So you don't know, you don't ever want to get anywhere near that way. But if you're seeing signs of laboring coming up next week, and then maybe the week after, because that's still kind of getting into the limits of the 27, then I'd say that's it. Okay, and what you're going to do is you're going to get a very violent activity, and these other dates, they're probably very, very interesting. If you get squashed, maybe you come up to the 18th or the 24th, and then but the whole game is over, and everybody knows it, because the Federal Reserve is going to start sending out more people. To more presidents of the Fed banks or their other buddies, talking about the seriousness of the deficit, and that we got message that it's got to be taken care of, and everybody's going to have to tighten their belt, and nobody in Wall Street wants to tighten their belt. All I just want is free money. And if they find out they've been cut off, Wall Street will send some of their public relations people to tell you that it's a good thing that we're tightening our belt. But in the back room, they're selling everything out because it just doesn't work that way. So that's pretty much what you know. You don't want to put the other T's in there, that's the conclusion. And I got probably two more reports before we make anything. But as long as you know what to expect, if you keep any of these indicators or you're watching the market, you should be able to tell whether it's it'd be great if the market would have an upside explosion for the next 12 or 13 days. Okay, that's fine. There's no problem then. It's the muddling around while you're going into the top date, because in the end, when you get to major tops, they all start to muddle, because the market, the T's coming in it's running out of money, basically. Okay, so that's the end of my first segment here, and then I'm going to come back, and I just wanted to talk to you about a little educational thing on the Eliades T, and answer some of these other questions. So we'll be right back.